بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We're discussing the kitab إصلاح الأقايد Correction of beliefs and aqaid Beliefs in regards to the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم The companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم Where we find the attack on Sahaba رضي الله عنهم The faction of the ummah, so to say, don't have correct beliefs in regards to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, regards to Aisha radiallahu anha, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So what are our beliefs in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Belief number one, whichever Muslim has seen Abi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and passed away as a Muslim, is referred to as a Sahabi. So this is a comprehensive definition of who a Sahabi is. Whichever Muslim has seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, whilst in his lifetime, not in a dream, and also passed away as a Muslim, is referred to as a Sahabi. The companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great honor. In this ummah, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum enjoyed the highest rank. Even if they only saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a moment, so in the condition of Islam, he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he died in the same condition upon Islam. So then he'll qualify as a Sahabi. There were many. They saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the condition of kufr and they died in kufr also. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahal, Utba, Utayba, and the rest of them, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, many of the mushrikeen. So they will not be called Sahaba. Sahabi will be that one. The singular of Sahaba is Sahabi. Then you get the Sahabiya, the female Sahaba. So in the condition of Islam, they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and passed away in the condition of Islam. The greatest of all the pious people who came after them can never be equal to the lowest amongst them. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى Allah has promised every one of them, Allah has promised them husna, jannat. Every sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they saw him in the condition of Iman, Islam and passed away in the same condition. For every one of them is guaranteed jannat. No wali of Allah is guaranteed jannat. Yeah? Guaranteed Jannah. So nobody can say anything in regards to any one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Today we find many discussions take place amongst people about Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's beyond our comprehension. We accept every one of them, all of them, Allah promised them Jannah. Belief number two. Many virtues in the Quran Sharif and Ahadith have been narrated regarding Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. All the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were trustworthy. Perfect believers and will go to Jannah. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Anbiya alayhim salatu salam, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the most choicest of this ummah to be in the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah looked at the hearts of humankind and Allah chose those certain hearts to be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were chosen to be his companions. So Allah promised them Jannah. Belief number three, the most virtuous amongst them are, this is also part of our belief system. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they have ranks amongst them. So the highest of amongst them is our belief, and we should believe it like this also. The most virtuous amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He succeeded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was chosen as the first Khalifa unanimously by all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He is referred to as the first Khalifa. He is the most superior person in this ummah. So this also we believe in tartib, in sequence, that the highest ranking among Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhum, then Umar bin Khattab, then Uthman, then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, according to the Khilafat, this is also the rank and the status by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is also part of a belief system. To believe any other way, like how we have the Shias, they believe that Ali is supposed to be the first one, radiallahu anhu. Some of them believe that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam was sent with wahi, and he erred, and he went to Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instead of Ali. So they play around with this tartib and sequence. This too is incorrect. Second will be then is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the second Khalifa. He was followed by Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the third Khalifa. He was succeeded by Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the fourth Khalifa. This is part of our belief system also. They are followed by the remaining six. These four Khulafa are followed by the remaining six of those 10 who were promised Jannah in one hadith. There were many that were promised Jannah. We have the Ashara Mubashara. Asharatun Mubasharatun. Al-Jannah. Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam promised them and he gave them glad tidings of Jannah. There were other Sahaba Ikram also, but these 10 Sahaba Ikram, they were given the glad tidings of Jannah in one hadith altogether. So we have the first four Khulafa, Ar-Rashidun. Then the six that will follow thereafter who promised Jannah by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubair, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Sa'id bin Zayd, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They are followed by the participants in Badr. They come after them. Those that took part in Badr, then those of Uhud, the participants in Hudaybiyah, those who accepted Islam before the conquest of Mecca. This is all tartib and sequence. This is a status in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we have the Ahl-e Badr first, then Uhud, then Hudaybiyah. Then those that accepted Islam before Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. And then those who accepted Islam after the conquest of Makkah. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came the era and the period of time of the Khulafa'i Rashidun, that is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which lasted for 30 years. To accept the decisions of these khulafa and practice on their sunnahs is like practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and accepting his decision. Example, performance of 20 rakats taraweeh. This was prevalent in the time of the khulafa'i rashidin. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa'i rashidin al-mahdiin addu alayha bin nawajiz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, alaykum, their whole fast, whole firm. Hold firm to my sunnah, alaykum bi sunnati. Hold firm and strong to my sunnat. Wa sunnati al-khulafa'i rashidin. The same word was used again. Hold firm unto my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. What does it tell us? That whatever was found in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the sunnah, and what was found in the period of time of the four khulafa is also regarded as the sunnah. Where all Sahaba Ikram agreed upon it, this became part of the Sunnah. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned the Hadith Sharif also, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. We hear this in the khutbah every week. The best periods of time, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي, is my period of time. Then the time of those that will follow my Sahaba, and the times will follow them. So my time and Sahaba, the time of the Tabi'un, those that saw Sahaba and the Tabu'ut Tabi'een, and those that met the Tabi'een. So three periods of time. The time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and Sahaba, then the Tabi'een, and those that followed them. These three periods of time are regarded as the best of times. Whatever was found in that period of time will be regarded as the best of times and part of the Sunnah. As long as the Ummah agreed upon it, we will say this is part of the Sunnah. So you are following the Sunnah. So the example is the 20 rakats taraweeh. Ulama have written kitabs also. For over 1,400 years, the entire Muslim Ummah all agreed upon 20 rakats of taraweeh. There was no change. There's no record anywhere in history of any masjid in the world till recently that there was anything less than 20 rakats taraweeh. Every masjid in every corner of the world had 20 rakats taraweeh. That's a new thing. That from 8 it went to 10. And like this now, they are changing the number of rakats of Taraweeh. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and continue this 20 rakats till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Also, three talaqs falling when uttered. Three talaqs, they say three is one. Whereas it's unanimous. The person issues three talaqs all together, it is three, it's not one. But these are all part now of what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum agreed upon. Umar bin Khattab also discussed this masala and they all agreed to it. The three talaqs should be regarded as three talaqs and not one talaq. So all these things are found in the riwayat, in the hadith, in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Belief number 5, one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding every one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Quran Sharif. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever speaks ill of my sahaba, upon them is a curse of Allah. the angels and all the people. If we come to know of any disputes that took place between them, then we should attribute it to some misunderstanding. I don't understand this. You might be some. You should be very careful also the kitabs you read, the websites we browse. Sometimes they don't realize, maybe a Shia website or some orientalist, they want to put their poison into the ummah. So to be very, very careful in regards to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and our aqidah. We should not speak ill of them. Their differences were based on their piety, love for the truth, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and differences in ijtihad, deduction. It was not for name and fame. Whatever difference they had differences amongst them, which is normal, but this wasn't due to some ego or some name and fame. It was genuinely for deen. Those who erred will receive one reward among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Those who erred will receive one reward, whilst those who were correct will receive two rewards, double the reward. But nobody will get sin for it. They applied their minds and their heart, and they regarded whatever they were doing to be correct, they will be rewarded for it, even though they were incorrect in the court of Allah, Allah will decide. No person has a right to criticize these errors. Example, to rebuke Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is prohibited, as he was a Sahabi, a scribe of the Qur'an Sharif, he wrote the Qur'an also, as well as a close family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also, when he comes to the Sahaba of Uhud, where they left the mountain pass, and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu came and attacked them from behind, he also, we can't say that they made a mistake, or they did something wrong. They disobeyed, some people might say they disobeyed the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole bayan will be flowery and good. Just one poison comes in between. Person is captured now with the bayan in the beginning, and the bayan at the end, and in between one line will come there. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum disobeyed the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore they had so many casualties. Incorrect. It was their deduction. It was an error in their deduction. It wasn't disobedience. To them now, they thought the battle was over. So let's distribute the booty. So to them in their minds, the battle is over, we can leave the mountain pass. We can leave that place unguarded. So it was an, you say, ijtihadi ghalati. It was an error in their deduction. It was not now that they disobeyed the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be very careful whose bayans you listen to also. Sometimes we don't know the speaker or some foreign speaker. But in that entire bayan, this one line of poison can change our aqidah and belief. And we repeat the same thing, but this is now tainting the status of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Belief number 6. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 11 wives. All together had 11 wives. These wives are the noble mothers of the believers. They are more virtuous than all the believing women. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha are the most elevated from amongst all the noble wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They hold the highest ranks. As Khadija radiallahu anha, who gave birth to all the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadha Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, Fatima. Then the beloved sons of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who he lost in the infancy. Abdullah, Qasim, Tahir, etc. So Hadha Khadija was the one radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam married her, she was 40 years old. But in that age of hers also, she bore all the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So she enjoys the highest rank among the Azwaj al-Mutahharat. To the extent, ulama explained that she taught the ummah till qiyamah how it is to be a true wife. The qurbani she made, she would walk from Makkah al-Mukarrama right up to Ghari Hira, she would climb it. As the men nowadays, you look at the mountain and we fall down already. How are we going to climb it? But she would walk from the home right till the mountain, climb to the top with the food of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She would feed him and come back again, take care of the home. And she was a multi-millionaire in her own right. Today the women folk have money, they can't control the power. She had all the power, but she emptied everything on the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she consoled him, and the khidmat she made for him, and she gave birth to all his children also, and then she had fear. The old Nabi of Allah, will Allah turn my face away from the Qibla in the Qabr? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is to Khadija radiallahu anha, Allah gives salams to her by name. Allah gives salam. What qurbani and how she supported you. The after Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, So these two Azwaj al-Mutahharat are the most elevated amongst the noble wives. Any person who accuses any of the noble wives, especially Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, of adultery, na'uzu billah, will lose his iman. There are people in the ummah that that holds allegation against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We have Surah An-Nur, Waqi'atul Ifk, where amongst the Sahaba at that time, they had made these mistakes of found in Mu'attal and Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where they began this rumor in Medina Munawara that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was involved in this evil act, which was absolutely a lie. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent her back home. No wahi was coming down. Finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down wahi that Aisha is absolutely chaste and pure. This is buhtanun azim. A big, great allegation against her. So absolutely innocent. As her innocence and purity has been testified to in the Quran Sharif. So we have no doubts that the Shia still hold this view, na'uzu billah. That Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha lost her chastity in this way. And the belief system is ajeeb. They say before Qiyamah, they will come into the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and remove the bodies of Shaykhain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Umar and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They will go to Baqi, remove her body also, and they will flog these people, na'uzu billah. This is their belief. Allah ta'ala save us. Belief number 7, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had 4 daughters. All the children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are worthy of honor and respect. Amongst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's offspring, Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha holds the loftiest status. She was the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, to aver that Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the only daughter, as the Shias say, is the only daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is incorrect and contrary to the Quran Sharif. They all have their rank and status. The eldest daughter, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the eldest. She was born when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 30 years of age. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got nubuwat at 40, she was already 10 years old by then. So she saw all the qurbani of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then in the 10th year of nubuwat, that was Amul Huzn, the year of grief, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lost Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, his internal support at home. And then external support, Abu Talib passed away. So at that age now she was about 20. So at that age she took over the entire house, taking care of all her sisters. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. She saw all the qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how she would take care of him. And the qurbani she made, married to Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, didn't accept Islam initially. A lot of qurbani she went through as she left Makkah al-Mukarramah. Husband was captured in Badr. It's a long incident, we don't have the time now. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immigrated to Madinatul Munawwara, and she was still living with her husband, Abu al-As. And after the battle took place of Badr, we can imagine what the emotions went through her heart. On one side is her husband amongst the mushrikeen, other side her beloved father. And she waited for the outcome. Finally, her husband was taken as captive. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made mashwara, what to do with the captives of Badr. Mashwara was made, decision was made that we'll take fidya and ransom on their behalf. So she said to the family members of Abu al-As that I will send the fidya for my husband. Whereas the mushrikeen were going to release the men. So she sent a ransom for her husband. When the ransom came before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and so to say, he opened the parcel to see what Zainab had sent. It was a beautiful necklace that was given to her by her mother. Was Khadija radiallahu anha. Nabi alayhi salam broke down. My Zainab is in Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi alayhi salatu is in Madinatul Munawwara, and her husband is a captive. Made Mashwara of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, can we release him without taking the ransom by all means of Nabi of Allah? Gave him back the necklace, he called him forward, whispered into his ears, he agreed and he left. Makkatul Mukarrama. Zainab is waiting, Abu al-As is coming. They were very much in love. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's two other daughters were married to two brothers, Utbah and Utayba. Mushrikeen of Makkah went to their father, Abu Jahl, and told him, they tell your two sons to divorce the two daughters and hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Send the daughters back. They divorced them. Both the daughters came back home. Went to Abu al-As bin Rabi', divorced Zainab and sent her back. He said, I can't divorce her. They put pressure on him, I won't divorce her. Anyway, he comes back to Makkatul Makarrama. Zainab is waiting for him radiallahu anha. She had two children from him, Ali and Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He walks into the house, Zainab says, his face didn't look like the face of a sweet husband. Something had happened. So as he walks in, he tells her, pack your bags. Pack your bags. No girl was here that pack your bags. What has happened? So when he sent the ransom, they agreed to give it back to me. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam called me forward and whispered into my ears that I am releasing you, but send my Zainab, please. Send back my Zainab. So I agreed to it. We have to depart. We can imagine the qurbani of jazbat, the sacrifice of emotions the Sahaba Ikram gave for the deen of Allah. This was a beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She packed up a long incident, and as she left also, the mushrikeen saw her leaving during daylight and they attacked her, dropped her from the camel. This is royal blood, my dear brothers. Royal blood. She falls down and she's expecting a baby at that time. She miscarries. She loses the grandchild of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Injured. 1 week later, again, she begins to leave and she comes. Zayd bin Haritha is sent from Medina Munawwara to pick her up. Takes her to Medina Munawwara, and 6 long years she waits for Abu al-As to return. Maybe he'll come, maybe he'll come, maybe he'll come. 6 long years. Till finally, he's intercepted with his caravan. His goods are taken away. His goods are taken away. And those also with him, the goods are taken by the Muslims. So Zainab is in Madinatul Munawwara, no contact whatsoever with Abu al-As. Maybe he'll send some message that he's coming to Madina Munawwara, accepting Islam, but nothing. She hears a knock on the door. She opens the door, she sees Abu al-As standing there. Give me asylum, aman. How can I? You're not a Muslim. Please. My life is in danger. The Sahaba Ikram have taken our caravan, all our goods. Give me asylum. We can imagine now the tug of war in her heart. She lets him into the house, but we are not halal for one another. You're a mushrik, I'm a Muslim. She keeps him one side of the house. The entire night passes, she's restless. What do I do? I give an aman and asylum. In Islam, there's a thing called aman. When you give someone aman and asylum, then it's binding upon the Muslim community. How to break the news to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you understand now the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how can we have some other belief in regards to them? So finally comes Fajr time. How to tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu al-As is right here in my home. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves his Hujra Mubarak, his room, and he goes on to the Musalla of Nubuwat, of Imamat. About to start the Fajr Salah, Zainab plucks up the courage, eldest daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And she sticks her head out of the house and she shouts out that, oh people, listen, Abu al-As is in my home, I've given him aman and asylum. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Islam starts the salah. Finishes Fajr salah, turns around, oh my sahaba, did you hear something before salah? Yes, Nabi of Allah, we heard something. Did you hear the voice of Zainab? Said, yes. What do you all say? Oh Nabi of Allah, you give asylum, we give asylum. Then he tells her that I will leave on condition that all our goods are returned. Now she has to go back to her father. Oh my beloved father, Abu al-As asked for all his goods. Ask Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O Nabi of Allah, whatever you decide, we're happy with it. Returns all the goods, whatever they had in the caravan. Abu al-As takes everything and distributes it to all the mushrikeen out of Madinatul Munawwara. Anybody has a claim, everybody has the goods, everybody took it. Then he tells them, listen, I've returned all you people's goods. Now listen to what I have to say. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Accepts Islam. And now he comes back to Zainab. You can imagine the joy after 6 long years of separation. But Allah's taqdeer, 1 year later she falls ill due to the wound that she sustained at the time when she was leaving Makkah to Mukarramah, that miscarriage. And she passes away. So he loses her. This was now the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What qurbani they gave for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So our belief in them should be absolutely firm. This was the qurbani sacrifice the royal family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave. Usually we hear about Fatima radiallahu anha, but study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, my dear brothers, we study Azwaj al-Mutahhara, the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then when we have daughters also, we're not looking for exotic names. There's beauty in the simple names. Zainab, Ruqayya, Ummu Kulthum, Fatima. Nowadays the ummah are looking for fancy names. So when we study their lives, we'll see the beauty in what they gave for this deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And once these things come into our hearts and we keep their names because of this feeling, Allah will make them like that also. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. We can read our Yasin Sharif now.